Blog Talk Radio.
Dope, meaning fly, banging, fresh, funky, but ultimately the best the culture represents, the pureness of the art form. English is not our mother tongue, and if we want to chop it up every once in a while, that's our privilege. Let's once again become the cultural custodians of this thing we call hip hop.
She lives on the street, Santonio Bandanas. Check it out, it's going down November 13th over here at Washington Hall, Dope Emporium. That means nothing but the real, all kill, no fillers, you know what I'm saying? Holler that. Tell your people, all ages, free, Washington Hall, November 13th.
Dope Emporium, come build with these historians.
Supply the symbol, wanna see us permanently crippled. Government officials blowing the whistle, after the fact, flood the hood with coke and pistol.
At the age of six, I got my first fix. It was 1986 up on some B-boy shit.
Times became a rapid, rats, they can't perfect it. Rats, they leave it unbroken, I'm rapping the cops that may be elected.
Not consuming this bright light, luminous. Frequencies are tuning us, melting you into human dust.
I show you places in the world where the truth lies. And villains be winning and superheroes really do die.
I come through, we do the whole thing. You wanna see me, you better fold kings. Cause I gotta
bring music for your soul like rings and black eyed peas. Plus I spit doper than black in the IV.
Washington Hall, November 13th, Dope Emporium, holla back.
Don't miss it. This is Delta 7.
What's happening, y'all?
Signing off live from UPC.
You know how it goes down. November 13th.
Come get it.
It's like this.
Yeah. Raspy.
Dope Emporium, November 13th. You heard it right here on Flavor News Radio. Taking place at Washington Hall from 4 p.m. to 12 midnight. Free event. All ages. Come out and support this event. But I've got two amazing guests on the line with me tonight that are going to be participating in one fashion or another in Dope Emporium 2010. And I'm going to let them tell you about themselves and why they think you need to come out to Dope Emporium. So, Fleeta Partee and Delta Sun, you on the line with me?
Yes, I am. Fleeta Partee signing in loud and clear.
Anybody here with me?
Yes.
Delta Sun.
Hello?
Delta Sun. This is Delta Sun. Peace to everybody.
All right. Fleeta Partee, are you on the phone?
It's Fleeta Partee signed in loud and clear.
All right. So let's get this started tonight. As you know, both gentlemen, you know that tonight we're going to be talking about Dope Emporium. But we also want to talk about the two of you, too. You know, how you got involved in Dope Emporium to, you know, a little bit about your history as hip-hop artists and being in this community. So, you know, why don't I actually jump into a track by Delta Sun and just give you a taste of what his sound is like. And I have to tell you, Delton, L.A. uploaded these songs, so I'm thinking this is what he thinks were the dope off of Middle Child. So I'm gonna play Brothers by Delta Sun.
Well, shout out to L.A. Shout out to L.A.
Shout out to L.A.
Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these brothers is just like the two. Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these people got the game to do. Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these brothers is just like the two. Some of these brothers is just like the other.
But don't nobody want to be a saint, cause ain't nobody trying to give thanks. Richness ain't determined by your rank, so your wealth or your masses in your bank. Man, you got it backwards, and I just want to know who told you that shit. Who gave you audacity to call a queen a black bitch? Like you on some Mac shit, a Goldie Stripes back shit. Selling young Europeans ecstasy and acid. You spastic, sit your ass down, I'm about to teach you. Put some spiritual fire and intellect beneath you. You gon' learn, homie, you gon' be the next. Tell Malik Shabazz, and you gon' be the head of your class. You gon' pass. You gon' make your mother feel elated. She gon' jump for joy when she hears you finally made it. Young and educated, and no longer sedated. Off the poisons and the ills that got you jaded. Dummy.
Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these brothers is just like the two. Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these people got the game.
tripping about ecstasy and taking a hit. Riding 20 hit trims and you ain't got jack. You're 30 years old and you still sell crack. Well, your mental deck, cause you's a straight laced fool. Hanging out with young fellas and packing a tool. You should be beat, spanked and abused. Cause you the reason people got the game confused. What about them young cats? You can't tell that people's out here struggling and ignorant as hell. 50K a year just to live in the cell. You can't afford tuition, but you'd rather pay bail. What you about to do up in that checkout stand? Working at the grocery store, grown ass man. No 401k or retirement plan. These things I just don't understand, brother.
Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these brothers is just like you. Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these people got the game. Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these brothers is just like you. Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these people got the game.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened it and read it. Said, hey, couldn't believe what they were trying to say. I just got selected for the drive today. Got it and read it, then I threw it straight away. Now I'm on the run from the CIA. Revolution was all I had to say. This is their child, so just came my way. Now it's to the point where I finally see everything I wanted turned reality. Washed away my thoughts until the 70s. Freeing people daily with my poetry.
By Delta Sun, and we are blessed to have Delta Sun and Fleeta Party on the line with us. So, Delton, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved as far as being a hip-hop artist, and, you know, there's so much more to you as an artist than most people know. So why don't you give us a little bit about yourself?
I mean, the best way I could describe myself is different. And I started off, you know, I grew up in Central Seattle, grew up around a lot of basketball players, grew up around a lot of people who it's hard to explain. I'm overjoyed right now, Lady Flavor, just to be on the show. But I just grew up around, saw a lot growing up, and life was hard. And I grew up in a community where we had no choice but to stick together and but to support each other. As far as, you know, I can go over to somebody like Fleeta Partee's house and get something to eat, or I can go next door to my auntie Judy, to my play auntie Judy's house, and, you know, I can go over there and play video games with my next door neighbor Pooter, and we grew up tight like that. It was in the air. It was always musical. It was community oriented. A lot of people don't know, and this is not to name drop, but Sir Mix-a-Lot grew up in the same apartment that I grew up around. So everybody was musical, and that was my main influence, was music and sports. I have to be honest. Grew up, tried to make it through school, through the traditional school system, which was the Seattle Public Schools. Nothing against the Seattle Public Schools, but I'm just speaking on behalf of the schools, the condition of our Western educational system. I tried to make it through, and I couldn't get it. I have to be honest. You know, some teachers, they saw that I was great in the area of English and language arts. And at nine, I really had a great appreciation for the poet Langston Hughes. And I just would read his poems, and I would just write. And it wasn't about poetry; it was just more of a writing thing. And once I found that was my strength, I knew I was going to make it. So I ended up growing up. By the time I got about 12 or 13. I started experiencing growing pains, and I was one of those kind of kids where people would see me and be like, you know, I bet I could just hit Delton pretty hard and just and probably make him fall or something. So I got in a lot of scruffles growing up and just ended up with physical and also emotional scraps just knowing that I wanted to be something but didn't know what I wanted to be. So long story short is I didn't do well with public schools and I ended up not making it through school. About 17, I found middle college high school, and it was located in Seattle Central. And right there at that point, that's when my life was salvaged because I really knew the importance of being in the college environment. So ended up going to middle college. Still didn't get it. Still didn't graduate. So to put my story in a nutshell, I ended up getting my GED, and that was one of the darkest points of my life because right before I got it, I said everybody, I was telling my peers, I was telling people, I was excited. I said I'm going to go to college. And then next thing you know, some people laughed at me. Some people pushed me to do it. Thank you to everybody that pushed me to get there. And I ended up going from there to studying at Seattle Central Community College. Ended up studying it was called the Social Human Services Program, which was a great program for social sciences. Then I ended up getting accepted to Clark Atlanta University and then Seattle Pacific University. I elected to stay home with my loved ones and go to Seattle Pacific, graduated from there, and now I'm a graduate student. So I share the story with pride, and I'm not being boastful, but I want anybody that's out here that's listening, anything's possible. And so I'm never going to stop. I know that I will become a doctor within the next 6 years, and I'm just not going to stop, and I won't even stop there. And I'll still be a student of life because it's not about academia. But with that journey, by the time I got about, a year out of college, I wanted to start recording music because I always would rap, but I just didn't sing. So I remember going to places like Preston's Barbershop. Shout out to Ron Preston. I would go there and I would sing, you know, and some people would be like, still and sing. And some people would be like, oh, that sounds pretty dope. And some people would be like, ah, come on, man, you need to stick to rapping. And so long story, I didn't know my voice. And then I ran into a gentleman by the name of Sean Malik, and he assisted me in finding my voice. And so went from there to creating an album, and now we're here. And I'm proud. And, you know, I grew up watching cats and listening to people like Felicia Loud, Black Stax, Black Washington would do a lot of work with us at the community center, Jace. Those were the people that I grew up under listening to. And so, I mean, it's a beautiful thing to be speaking with you and to just be speaking with the world of cyberspace on behalf of Dope Emporium. If it wasn't for Dope Emporium and the participants in Dope Emporium, this community wouldn't be as beloved. And I'm here today with one message. All artists, you have to always know your history as far as where it started and where the music started in your city. And you have to know that. And that's just the message that I'm here to promote today.
Well, I think that you have an amazing story, Delta Sun. And I think that, you know, your tracks on your CD, Middle Child, is a reflection of who you are and, you know, your life story along with, you know, the messages that you want to get out to, you know, people of all ages, you know, and you know, it's something that I think that can cross all boundaries where people will benefit and appreciate, you know, the diversity of this particular CD, too. It's not just one particular style. It's very diverse, and we'll get into playing, you know, maybe a track or two more before the show is out. But I also want to bring in our other special guest, which is Fleeta Partee. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right, Ms. Lady Flavor.
All righty. So why don't you give us a bit of history about you, you know, how you got involved as a hip-hop artist and, you know, what we can expect from you in the near future.
Okay, my name is Fleeta Partee, Dope Emporium affiliate, 3H Foundation founder, and hip-hop artist, community activist, and life tested. Basically, I got my start in music, I'll say, man, from birth. I can't really remember you know, but maybe one or two specific times in my life that were extra influential to where I said, hey, I'm going to start doing music. I just grew up with music in my household. My dad, he was into the Black Panther thing, and, you know, my mom was on board with that. And, you know, from birth, you know, it was soul music and domino parties, Black Picks and Afro Fists. I mean, you know, Black Fists and Afro Picks, let me say. And, you know, my cousin, he was a DJ in the late 70s. His name was Glenn Milner. Shout out to my cousin Glenn. And, you know, he was probably the first person who I actually seen living and participating in the hip-hop culture. Very influential because I would just sit and watch him DJ and listen to records with him. And I was just infatuated with the culture from, like, day one. We're talking late 70s, early 80s. And, you know, hip-hop's always been the soundtrack of my life. The anthem behind the movies or the action scenes and through all the trials and tribulations or whatever. So I'll say probably about 1992, I moved out of state and, you know, hooked up with some brothers in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And, you know, they were writing and recording music. And it kind of just clicked for me. You know, I was into the graffiti writing thing before that and, you know, just enjoyed the music as a fan and from afar. And so they were doing shows and everything, and I would come and every once in a while get that vibe and maybe hop on stage with them, give a line or two. But it wasn't anything I took serious. And then I moved back to Seattle. I'm a Central District not resident, but born, bred, and raised there, just as, you know, Delton's son is. We both grew up in the same Bryant Manor projects, 20th and Yesler. Shout out to the Do So Yesler block. And to move back home, and like Delton, ran into the same brother, Sean Malik, and we were just hanging out around that time, be over at his house, and he was a DJ and had been involved in the earlier years of hip-hop in Seattle, Washington. He was in a crew called Dyra Boys with EKs, JCKs from Black Stacks, you know. So these brothers have been doing music since they was teenagers and, you know, on up, you know. EKs, Jace, he probably been in the game, if not 20 years more, you know. So S would always try to push me off on the mic. He was like, your voice. And, you know, I did my first song with him called The Female Mentality, and then we kind of put together a crew from there called Shabazz Coalition, involving me, S. Malik, and two other MCs, John Doe and C. Black. And so from there, we did the Shabazz thing for a few years, and then things kind of fell apart. And I did the solo thing for a second. And then after the solo thing, got together with some other brothers, and we put together the Sport and Life Records thing. And I did that for maybe 2 years or so. And then I just kind of lost the zest for the politics and the extracurricular things surrounding the music, you know, and I was dealing with life things at the same time. So I just walked away.
Okay.
And creatively, I kind of just put a hold on things. And so after that, I just dealt with my life and everything. And then, you know, like all participants in the hip-hop culture, you know, most of us get into it through either the sounds, the visuals, or just the love of it. And the love never goes away. So the mic started calling me again. So I started writing again as recently here. And I put together this foundation that kind of celebrates the foundation of hip-hop and tries to give the youth a means of expression and empowerment through the culture. It's the 3H Foundation Hip-Hop Heal. And so I'm just doing music again, working on a couple projects, and you'll be hearing some things from that, you know,
okay.
Probably around this spring. I got involved with the Dope Emporium thing basically just from knowing J.C. Cage, you know, and him being one of the founders of the local hip-hop scene, one of the godfathers, the pioneers. He's always been an influential cat to me, and so I got on board, you know, because the Dope Emporium deals with values and foundations that I believe in, which is the hip-hop culture and, you know, self-expression and empowerment through that. So it's a good thing.
So, Fleeta, what do you think, in your opinion, people will experience if they come out to Dope Emporium on November 13th at Washington Hall?
People come out, in my mind, they're going to experience the people's version of hip-hop, the culture, and the people's definition of what dope is. Not the industry's definition, not the corporate structure, none of the panels or none of that involved in it. It's put together by the people for the people. So your experience, basically, the hip-hop in its purest form, you know, from the people to your eyes and ears and your souls.
Okay. So, Delton, what would you say that people will experience on November 13th at Dope Emporium if they come out? And why should they come out?
I'll explain it in one word, community. So that's what people will experience, and that's important. And the reason they should come out is the same word, community. So, man, come out, you know. I want to see people trade. If you got an album out, trade your album with somebody, you know. Purchase an album from somebody. If you see, you got to see some youngsters up here. If you got some youngsters, get in their ear. Let them know. You know, this is it's not all about making a song and looking fresh in the videos. I mean, let them know it's a message. We got to help people find their voice, and we got to be a community. And I'm saying we have to just community. That's what people should expect to see.
Definitely.
Too much attention, though.
I have to tell you, gentlemen, that I was so excited last Saturday to spend, you know, 3 hours with you and several other artists and just witnessing, you know, the collaboration and coming together of several like minds and different forms of hip-hop to create this amazing amazing, you know, promo drop, you know, for Dope Emporium. And if you don't mind, I know I played it at the beginning of the show, but both of you are in, you know, in this promo, and I want to play it again if you don't mind.
Please play it again.
Yeah,
all right.
Definitely.
So
people need that. That's food for the soul.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. This will get them excited if nothing else. Dope Emporium promo.
Dope, meaning fly, banging, fresh, funky, but ultimately the best the culture represents, the pureness of the art form. English is not our mother tongue, and if we want to chop it up every once in a while, that's our privilege. Let's once again become the cultural custodians of this thing we call hip-hop.
Shaman's on the street, Santonio Bandanas. Check it out, it's going down November 13th over here at Washington Hall, Dope Emporium. That means nothing but the real, all kill, no fillers, you know what I'm saying? Holler that. Tell your people, all ages, free, Washington Hall, November 13th.
Dope Emporium, come build with these historians.
Supply the symbol, wanna see us permanently crippled. Government officials blowing the whistle, after the fact, flood the hood with coke and pistol.
At the age of 6, I got my first fix. It was 1986 up on some B-boy shit.
Times became a rapid, rap, they can't perfect it. Rats, they're leaving a broken, I'm rapping the cops, they're being elected.
Not consuming this bright light, luminous. Frequencies are tuning us, melting you into human dust.
I saw you places in the world where the truth lies. And villains be winning and superheroes really do die.
I come through, we do the whole thing. You wanna see me, you better fold kings. Cause I gotta bring music for your soul like rings and black eyed peas. Plus I spit doper than black in an IV.
Washington Hall, November 13th, Dope Emporium, holler back.
Don't miss it. This is Delta 7.
What's happening, y'all?
Signing off live from UPC.
You know how it goes down. November 13th.
Come get it.
It's like this.
Yeah. Raspy.
Deal with the historians.
I I remember you guys' faces after, you know, the whole product was put together before we left. UPC, and, you know, just the excitement out of it. It makes me anxious myself for November 13th to come around. And so for all that are listening to the show live and those that come back and listen to the archives, you really need to get out to Dope Emporium 2010 at Washington Hall. I believe it is on 14th and Fur. The hours are going to be 4 p.m. to midnight, and it's a free event. It's all ages, so bring your kids, bring the family, bring the community out, and experience hip-hop at its finest.
Bring your mom, bring your dad.
And there you go. Bring everybody. You'll experience all the elements of hip-hop that day from, you know, not only, you know, great MCs like Fleeta Party and Delta Sun, but you'll be experiencing, you know, B-boy, B-girls, graffiti artists, DJs, producers, spoken word artists, all the elements of hip-hop at its best from the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, just come out. Share this time with us. I'll be there the whole day. I'm excited. So we've only got a few minutes left, gentlemen. I do want to play one more song of Delton's, but is there any last thing that you want to say in regards to, you know, Dope Emporium in November 13th?
Yeah, Dope Emporium. This is an important event. This is not the first year it's held, but in my mind it's groundbreaking because as the years go on, more generations and generations are coming up and getting involved in this culture we call hip-hop. And, you know, hip-hop is an excellent culture and tool to help heal these youth that a lot of them are running around here blinded, flying flags for the wrong reasons, dealing with pain inside, broken homes and what have you. Look to the culture. Look to the culture for empowerment and expression. Find your voice. Like my man Delvinson said, shout out to my brother, Wayman Waverly Urals, the hip hop and life historian.
Shout out to my brother, Nay.
Shout out to my brother, Nay. He's currently locked down, dealing with some mental health issues. But he's going to make it. We're going to pray for him.
Yeah. And Pete, it's free too, everybody. It's a free show, man. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, just come on through.
November 13th, 4 p.m. to midnight.
There you go.
Washington Hall.
Before we just, you know, say our final farewells, let me play one more song by Delton Sun. And I think this is honestly one of my favorite, and I think it's very powerful. I'm going to play Illiterate Child.
Illiterate Child. Young. And just about as angry as can be. Illiterate child. A plus in math, but in English, a big fat E. Illiterate child. Smoke the reefer in the back of the school. Illiterate child. Illiterate child is far from a fool. One day, I asked a literate child to read, you know, for me in the class. He said, Delton, son, if you don't get this book out my face, I'm gonna shove it up your black ass. I started to snatch him by his cornrow and call his pops. Good friend of mine at Preston's Barbershop. Instead, I just taught a literate child how to read. If you don't get nothing from this story, teach a child how to read. You can do it, you can get it, you can learn it, you can learn it, you can do it. Go stupid, go stupid, go stupid. You can do it, and you can get it, and you can learn it, and you can learn it, and you can learn it. Just apply yourself. Peace, this is Delta Sun. Yeah, we got Nichelle on the track. It's Queen's Ransom.
Teaching them how to read.
What's your take on the situation, Nichelle?
Take the ill, ill, ill out of illiterate. Make these kids literate. Teach them how to read. Master your craft. This is Nichelle, a.k.a. Infinity. Queen's Ransom shouts out.
All right, that's Delta Sun with Illiterate Child. So, Delton, where can people find out more about you and your CD, Middle Child?
On iTunes.com. I love to drop them off personally, so you all can find me on Facebook.com as well. And, man, if you see me, just come and just grab me to interact with me. It's a must-have. It's also on Zoom.com, Amazon.com, and Digistation.com. So it's all over the place. So, and then come down to Dope Emporium because there's more. I mean, I'm just a fraction of the action that's going to go down there. I mean, it's going to be bananas, you know. So get it down there because not only you'll hear a lot more. So that's what it is. Also, look out for that Fleet of Partee.
Beginning of the End is the name of the album. That's coming live and direct around February, March of next year. I think it's going to be some classic material.
So do you want to give us a taste?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Catch-22 for youth that's stuck on the grind. Better in a painful time, so I cherish the sunshine. Express mind in the central frame of mind. The last past my prime. Learn the lesson from jail time. Lost lives, mothers with crying eyes. Sons victimized by the bullet of a Glock 9. Study the biblical scribes. Streets is Babylon. Living revelation. Planes falling, we flying on. Money is God. Thugs hustle for the average job. Souls lost while these ratchets toss. Ballers flaws. Deuces on double. SUV customized. Flip side, he indicted by snitch lies. This life will get you down, no lying. I ain't denying. I'm cocking weapons, checking pressure they applying. It's a paradox. Fleet of Partee.
Uh-oh. So, Fleet of, where can people find out more about you online?
I'm not going to lie to you. Right now, most of the history, the most recent history, from somehow, some way, it's been erased. Shouts out to You Know Who You Are. But just look towards the future, honestly. Fleet of Partee will be coming live and direct real, real, real soon. Check for the 3-8 Foundation, Hip Hop Heels. It's all coming to you live and direct. Until then, just come down and build with us at the Dope Emporium. It's going to be live. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be off the hook, slamming, jamming, whatever have you. Dope Emporium, Washington Hall, November 13th.
A free show. Positive energy and beautiful faces all day.
Definitely.
There you go. You heard it from Delta Sun and Fleet of Partee. Be there November 13th at Washington Hall, 4 p.m. to midnight, free for all ages. So come on out. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both very much for taking time out of your busy schedules to spend this time with me here on Flava News Radio and letting people know what they can expect and feel and get a taste of who the two of you are as artists. I'm proud to know you. I'm proud to work with you on this particular event, and I look forward. I want to have both of you back just as features so that we can get to know you a little bit more and hear a little bit more of your flavor. So thank you again so much for coming out. And,
thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
We're blessed to be in your presence. No problem. And I just want to let the two of you know that there are many people listening to the show live, and there are people in the chat room. There is John D. Green, who is out of Detroit, Michigan, and Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, who is out of North Carolina. So I told you, we're reaching across the globe. So
worldwide,
people around the world are going to know about Dope Emporium and about Fleet of Partee and Delta Sun. So I'm going to close out. I want to play this track. I want to play the demo, the promo again. So this is just going to be my final goodbye to the two of you and to everybody who's listened to the show live and to those that come back and listen to the archives. You know, share it. This is something that you can send out by email. This is something you can repost on Facebook and MySpace and anywhere that you are online. Let people know all about Delta Emporium, November 13th at Washington Hall.
Classic
Good night,
material.
Gentlemen.
Good night, Lady Flavor.
Thank you, too, Lady Flavor, for having us, and one love to everybody.
All right.
Good night to the world. Good night to the world. Y'all have a good one and stay blessed.
All right.
Dope, meaning fly, banging, fresh, funky, but ultimately the best the culture represents, the pureness of the art form. English is not our mother tongue, and if we want to chop it up every once in a while, that's our privilege. Let's once again become the cultural custodians of this thing we call hip-hop.
She man's on the street, Santonio Bandanas. Check it out, it's going down November 13th over here at Washington Hall, Dope Emporium. That means nothing but the real, all kill, no fillers, you know what I'm saying? Holler that. Tell your people, all ages, free, Washington Hall, November 13th.
Dope Emporium, come build with these historians.
Supply the symbol, wanna see us permanently crippled. Government officials blowing the whistle, after the fact, flood the hood with coke and pistol.
At the age of six, I got my first fix. It was 1986 up on some B-boy shit.
Times became a rapid, rap, they came perfected. Rats, they're leaving a broken, I'm rapping the cops, their lanes elected.
Not consuming this bright light, luminous. Frequencies are tuning us, melting you into human dust.
I show you places in the world where the truth lies. And villains be winning and superheroes really do die.
I come through, we do the whole thing. You wanna see me, you better fold kings. Cause I gotta
bring music for your soul like rings and black IPs. Plus I spit doper than black in an IV.
Washington Hall, November 13th, Dope Emporium, holla back.
Don't miss it. This is Delta 7.
What's happening, y'all?
Signing off live from UPC.
You know how it goes down. November 13th.
Come get it.
It's like this.
Yeah. Raspy.
Oh, okay, that was fresh right there.